This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, the year in review. People say when I get the program started, you don't sound like a farmer, you sound like a radio guy. Well, you know what? I'm both. For those of you who are new to the program, we have a lot of folks that listen around the country on great radio stations. We have a lot of people that listen to the program through our website, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can hear the podcast there as well. But the thing that sort of makes me, I guess, unique is the ability that I have as a broadcaster for decades. And having been around the farm all of my life, I have those stories. I have the focus. I have the connection. And so I'm happy to bring you up to date. The real purpose of this program is to connect food, family, and the farm. And so a lot of the stories I tell, the news that I begin each broadcast with, the people that I have on the air during the course of the year are all aimed at helping make your farm, your family farm, better, able to succeed, if you will. I was looking at some stats from American Farm Bureau Federation about how much money farmers are making or how much they aren't. The National Association of Farm Broadcasters has put together sort of a, it's not a podcast, but it's an interesting informative item or two or three or four about farms, what farmers are taking home. You know, we do this sort of sporadically at Thanksgiving. How much money does the farmer make out of every dollar that's spent for food at Thanksgiving? That becomes a relevant and important number to put into perspective, not necessarily for us as farmers, but for people who aren't farmers that are buying the stuff and thinking that they're getting it through or from the farmer. And they aren't. They're getting it from the producer. That's one of the big things that I think is important for us to highlight. You know it, I know it, but does the consumer know it? And much of the information here, news-wise especially, is also aimed at the consumer of our products, of our goods. So I begin with a sort of warning, I guess, as much as anything else. We all know, those of us who are farmers, especially dairy people, what listeria is. Well, I shouldn't just say dairy, because people who are growing vegetables, especially lettuce and things that have the crinkly leaves on them, there is a potential for real serious contamination from things like listeria. Latest example of that this week, Dole Fresh Vegetables, which are neither, well, they're all vegetables, but they're certainly not fresh. They are recalling from the market everything that has a Dole brand and a private label group of salads that are processed in their two facilities, one in North Carolina, the other one in Arizona. The analysis of listeria shows the same thing that it always does. Strains of listeria that are, where the product is not washed properly, cleansed properly, and then packaged in an airtight thing, it just is a, it's like, hello, welcome to a party for the listeria. E. coli and salmonella, more or less the same, but not as bad. The listeria problem is much worse, and so it's one that you want to stay away from, especially if you're a dairy guy. I can remember having my milkroom tested, and then I did it at my home sink. The listeria, you can get those, you know, like the in the TV shows where they show the red light that can find blood in the floor. Well, there's one of those ultraviolet things that you can use for listeria and other bacteria, and you could do that on your at home, especially the sink in the kitchen. You'd find it everywhere. You can scrub it, put bleach on it. Bleach will kill it for a while, but then it'll come back again because it's in all the food that you're washing in your sink. And so on it goes. If you get listeria, you'll know it. You'll feel a little like you've got a flu because there's a high fever associated with it. There's severe headaches that come with it. Your body and joints get stiff. You get nauseous. You'll have a lot of pain in your stomach and abdomen, lots of diarrhea. And for people who have become let's see if I can say this right. I always mess this up. Immunocompromised, you don't have a strong immune system, could be fatal. Young people who haven't developed, like my new grandson, kids like that are 6, 7, 8, 10 weeks old, up to a year old, they don't have an immune system at all. other than what they got from their mother. And then the older you get and the more infirmed you are, you're sitting duck for this kind of stuff. So it really is, it can be fatal. Something to watch out for. And a lot of farmers don't really know how to, they don't like, I never liked it when the inspector came and said, yeah, you've got this problem, that problem. Okay, pal, tell me how to fix it. Listen, I know I've got a problem, but is your job as a person who's working for the government, you know the old expression, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, and people roll their eyeballs? Well, that really is what they should be doing. And helping farmers through this instead of, you know, the FDA coming down, bang, bang, bang on you, help you out. Show people how to make their process better and how to make things cleaner. I mean, I think that's always something that we can ring the bell for. At any rate, that's part of the food news. I guess I'm looking also at, in a practical sense, all the foods I discovered this past year that boost your immune system. I take a lot of supplements every day, but there are a lot of people who, for example, if you have certain types of cancer, radiation is used by some, but then there are those who eat a high-fiber diet. There's a study out looking into pears and apples and oranges and kiwi and legumes and nuts and all of the things, and a garden salad, for example, all the things that are there, blueberries and strawberries and grapefruit and things that are great for cancer treatment. They're good preventatives and they're good for treatment. So maybe you keep that in mind as we make New Year's resolutions. Are we resolving to lose weight? Are we resolving to be healthier? That sort of stuff. Maybe you resolve to grow on your farm fiber-rich foods and to consume fiber-rich foods because they help. If you listen to my podcast that I do with a program I do with Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day, the DJV Health Program, we're always talking about probiotics. We're always talking about your gut. He's a GAPS practitioner. That's a focus on the gut. Everything good in your body comes from a healthy gut. Everything bad in your body, inflammation, et cetera, all comes from gut microbiomes that are out of place. So if you want to help keep your body from having tumors, there are a lot of things I found turmeric in my research to be the best to help kill tumors, and you can grow all kinds of foods that are rich in that. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of, I was looking at an overview from the professor at the University of California here in L.A. where I am this week. The book is called The Gut-Immune Connection, and it explains how gut bacteria plays such a key role in training the immune system, and the foods that we grow on our farm that help people. This is a great promotion for those of you. This is a helpful hint, hopefully, for those who have these sorts of farms. Produce is very important for your gut. And the healthier your gut, or maybe you turn it around, the healthier the stuff you put in your gut, the healthier you're going to be. And you ward off things. Even, you know, we're all crazed about Omicron now and Delta and COVID, et cetera. If you've got a healthy gut, man, you're in a great, even though maybe I wouldn't recommend getting the boosters, but even if you don't, you're in a much better place if you have a high-fiber diet, fried foods out, beans, whole grains in, that sort of stuff, much dietary fiber. And you talk about the micro, there's macro diets, micro diets, and all of them contain things like this, which will help clean out your gut fast, and that helps your body to fight the infection. And let's face it, cancer is just a big infection. So anyway, a couple of words to the wise. Speaking about that, one of the companies that helps me to do this program, sponsoring it, is a company called Calitrin. They have a weight loss formula that's all natural, 100% natural. And if you get, you know, this time of year, people are going on carb-busting diets. They're going on extensive exercise programs, and they go it for a month or two, and then they stop. They stop the diet. They stop the exercise program, or they go on some crash diet, lose a lot of weight fast, and then they put it back on again as quickly as they lost it. That's where Calitrin comes in. Calitrin is a fabulous product that is all natural, made from, actually the formula was put together by a doctor and three nurses who 24, 25 years ago saw these people who were suffering because they were losing weight, and then they put it back on again. So they thought, okay, there's got to be an all natural combo, and there is. You can find out what the formula is by going to toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin. Check out the success stories that are there. and then apply all of the rules to what your own ideas are for losing weight and keeping it off. There are a lot of diets that you can burn 15 pounds off fast, and you can do this and do that. Yeah, is it healthy for your body? Well, it's healthy to get the weight off and get rid of the fat, but it's not so healthy in the long run. But take care of your health. Do yourself a favor. Give yourself a present. You go to toploss.com. You explore all the information that they have there. Get a counselor and aid. And let's get going, helping you keep the weight off and keep yourself healthy so you don't get COVID in the new year.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. If you live anywhere that gets near freezing, winterizing your home is a must. And while the process may seem daunting, preparing now will keep you and your home warm, dry, and protected throughout the winter. Home renovation and improvement expert Anthony Carino has more.
Preventive maintenance is the key to winterizing your home. This kind of due diligence can help you stop air leaks, improve your indoor air quality, optimize your home's energy usage, and, of course, keep you comfortable. It's important to check your insulation and seals, change your HVAC air filters, program your thermostats, and power up your furnace.
While you can certainly knock off a few of the smaller steps yourself, it never hurts to call in a professional, often saving yourself time and potentially money in the long run.
Whether you need a system tune-up, a repair, or replacement, you should contact your local trained residential comfort specialist now to ensure your home has what it needs.
To learn more, visit trane.com/residential. That's T-R-A-N-E.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with sort of a year-end wrap-up of things that have been on my mind and hopefully on your mind, some practical sides to follow nature and nature's cycles. How many? I tend to get pretty philosophical this time of year, and so that's why I decided, all right, we'll take the hour this week and look back on some of the important ag stories of the year and my comments about them and your thoughts about them. You can always share thoughts with me at American Family Farmer. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. It's easy to do it there. You can follow all of our podcasts there. Matter of fact, the more recent podcasts have gotten more and more people are getting into the things that I'm talking about, including soil health. I'm going to give you a quick overview. If you're new to the program, you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and you'll find all of the podcasts from each week listed there. The most recent ones include a focus on your soil health on your farm. We talk about risks, and the new year is full of promise if you understand how to negotiate through futures and options through the markets. Had a fellow on recently who was the director of agricultural product sales at the company that runs the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. And then we talk about the Maine Food Sovereignty Act, which is it is a blessing for Maine and something that the entire country should be looking at to give people the right. I mean, it seems like almost incongruous in a country like ours to have this be a problem, but under the circumstances, it really is amazing what you can't do and what you don't know about what you eat. So that is all about changing. Anyway, all of those things are part of our conversation. Check them out every week. If you don't hear the whole program, podcasts available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com without cost, or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing.
23 after the hour. This is this week's American Family Farmer, end of the year. Happy New Year, everybody. Hopefully this next year is going to be full of agricultural harmony. This program is aimed at helping you harmonize. If you are a farmer, harmonizing with other farmers. If you're somebody who uses the products from your local dairy farm or produce farm, how are you in harmony? Is that farm growing the food that you want? Are you, under the circumstances, are you aware of the value, the quality of what comes off those farms? It really is. The stuff that's being done on the family farms in America is nothing short of miraculous. And so I use the term harmony, I guess harmony, balance, and I think about that in terms of how we are connected to the earth and the natural rhythms in our lives that are connected to the earth. I will never forget an experience that I had taking a tour of England. I spent a lot of time in England in my life, and I remember just taking a particular specialized tour, an energy tour, actually, and we went to Stonehenge, a place that was similar to Stonehenge, and the person who was leading the tour had a special tool, and she taught us how to read energy, and we got energy. She had us put our heads to the ground with this tool, and you could feel the energy of the ground, and the rocks had a different energy, but they had energy. It was like they had life. And so those of us who cuss in New England, when we plow a field and we find all those damn rocks, and we think, okay, what are we going to do about it? Yeah, I spend, it seems like, weeks and weeks every year plowing some of the same fields that I think I've gotten all the rocks out of, and the rocks are still there. So it's one of those conundrums. We all have our own little, idiosyncrasies, but there are the myriad forms of nature. I mean, imagine it. How we as farmers see this more than anybody else. Nature is the most powerful force on earth. Think about what we've tried to do, what mankind has tried to do, and we haven't found a way to match the awesomeness of Mother Nature. We work with it, for sure. We have the science of growing things and the science of nutrition and the science of wisdom and the science. But when you go back to the ancients, where seeds were developed, you know, who figured out where'd the first corn seed come from? You ever think about that? Or any of the seeds that you plant? Think about that. Where did the first cow come from? Where did the cow come from? Where did the first sheep come from? You know, think about those sorts of things. I know we don't, in the everyday, you know, the nature of our work is that we got to be really into getting the work done every day. But I think maybe now is a reflective time you can think about creating harmony on your farm. The transition of one year to another, what we do at the beginning of the year to prepare our soil or to get the animals going in calving time, when you are looking at how you take care of the water, and when it's frozen, it's different than when it's bubbling, and you know, there's all kinds of stuff. It's balance, 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 and that is our role. We are more nature's moderators, if that's the right word, nature's protectors, than anybody else on the planet. And so perhaps we think about that as we start the new year and you understand how to ride the waves of energy to make sure that you're more feeling in harmony with the soil, with the animals, and all the cool stuff that it's around. We really, it's a blessing. Being on the farm is one of the most miraculous things that I could ever imagine happening in my life, and I hope you feel that way as well. Doug Steffen here, another half hour, and I'm going to go back to the top ag stories coming up here on this week's American Family Farmer program.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
New York City business owners are speaking out against a vaccine mandate. It requires kids ages 5 and up to show proof of vaccination in restaurants, fitness facilities, movie theaters, museums, and the like. One business owner spoke to Fox and Friends.
I think we got to move at a little bit of a slower pace at certain times. We're having a difficult time, as is, with this Omicron, where people have slowed down coming into the restaurants over the last couple weeks, and we still have never gotten really back to full capacity.
President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. NBC News reports the scheduled talk comes amid continued tensions over Ukraine. Russia has amassed some 100,000 soldiers along its border with Ukraine, raising fears among many in the international community of an impending invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the federal government admits the pandemic fight needs to be at the state level, the mandates issued from the White House are unconstitutional and an overreach by the Biden administration. South Dakota Governor Republican Kristi Noem is leading the pushback and tells Fox News this issue will be another wake-up call as the Supreme Court gets involved next week.
Well, I'm thrilled that President Biden is finally agreeing with me. We have asked him to back off of these mandates. We have told him, and now we're suing him in court. Frankly, the federal government doesn't have the authority to take these types of actions by requiring people to get vaccinated for their job or to receive federal funding or if they want to have a contract with the federal government or even participate in Head Start contracts. So we are suing him in court and those will be heard within a week in the Supreme Court. We're looking forward to those being heard because we'll win. And I think the president does know that he's on very shaky ground here. It's interesting to me for him to say that the federal government isn't the answer, that the answer has to come from the states, when that's exactly what us as governors have been asking to let us do. Let us have the flexibility. Let us use personal responsibility. Trust our people to make the right decisions. South Dakota has done that all along, and we've proven mm-hmm. that it works. And I'm hopeful that President Biden will back off and start focusing on what his job actually is.
Six new dinosaurs, an Indian beetle named after Larry the Cat, a dozen crustaceans were among 552 new species identified by scientists at the Natural History Museum this year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest honey.
Second half of this week's American Family Farmer, the last week of December, first week of January. You'll be listening to this program as we find the end days of the end of time. No, the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year, and looking forward to the new year as well. So you know, there's a 4 or 5 day period when people hear this on various radio stations around the country at the end of the week, and then we have the podcast available every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So the top ag news headlines, the stories that influenced us. We had a lot of people on this program that were aimed pretty much at one thing over the course of the year, and that was to help make your farm better, stronger, more viable. But then there are other things that we talked about that were very distressful, distressing, I guess, as much as anything else. And so I guess if I look at the top news, the top item that irked me more than anything else was learning what the members of Congress are finding out now, not that they didn't know it before, but this formal investigation that's going on into how some of the lenders, the government lenders, facilitated fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program loans for the farmers, $3 billion worth. $3 billion worth of money went to fake farms, went to people who were friends of Sonny Perdue, went to people who were friends of Donald Trump, went to people who had no business getting this money. I mean, that happened with the PPP loans all, you know, all over the place and all kinds of businesses. But what I'm most interested in and very much troubled by are the reports alleging that financial technology leaders and the bank partners didn't screen PPP loan applications for fraud. They just gave money, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, to people who weren't farmers. They were ineligible, but yet they got the money. And in many cases, if you took out PPP loans like I did for your farm, they were forgiven. All I had four loans for the various entities, various businesses, and they were all forgiven. I didn't take that much. I only took enough. I followed the guidelines and offered proof. It's kind of like when you do your income tax. People will be doing end-of-the-year income taxes at the moment now. One of the best things, pieces of advice I can give you when it comes to the taxes, is make sure every single penny is accounted for and every single penny of deductions that are legitimate are taken. That's the way to do it. And in the term, in talking about the government and the PPP loans and some of the EIDL loans that were given to farmers, again, the best thing to do is to give them all the information up front so they will not have any questions about it at the end of the term. And it'll, you know, it'll be easier for them. If you haven't had those loans forgiven yet, you can work on that, and you can, you know, you won't become a statistic like all of these people. The failure to understand how much money was given and how many banks and tech firms facilitated loans, it's unbelievable that this government can be this bad. Miami Herald and Bloomberg started the investigation, coming up with stories about all of the people who loaned the money to non-farmers. And meanwhile, the farmers who needed it weren't getting it. That was more outrageous than anything else as far as I was concerned. The fact that so many people, you and I, needed the money. Anyway, there's a company called Cabbage that's under investigation for their role, and they should probably hear a lot more about them as we go into the new year. One of the other things, there's a controversy about the Chinese and how much land they own in America, farmland they've been buying up. They bought 40, I think at last count, what I saw a couple of months ago, was they had this year bought 40 or 50,000 acres of farmland. The Chinese government owns our farmland. They own Smithfield, the pork producing company, biggest pork producer in the world. They own it. It's an American company, or was. They're trying to buy Tyson in Purdue to control the chicken market. And where are we? Where are our leaders? And then people started asking questions about Bill Gates, the technical billionaire. He and his wife, in the process of divorcing at the moment, but they also are two of the largest private farmland owners in our country. Some of the reports detailing the extent that Gates has of farm ownership, a lot of advocates, farmers especially, who are having to pay through the nose for the use of some of this land. There's a contradiction, it seems to me anyway, between the advocacy that we have to give more farmers, especially black farmers, the access to land they need, credit they need, that sort of stuff, and then who's actually buying the land. What Gates' personal investment strategy for these lands is not clear at the moment, but a lot of people are speculating that it may be part of his overall climate efforts. He said that there's no connection one way or the other, but I'm not so sure, especially if you look at the details on the purchases, the discussion surrounding the purchases, where they are. A lot of billionaires are buying land, which is okay, as long as they, as they protect it or they make it usable. We need more farmland. This is another thing to point at the government about, too. You know, we have the U.S. Wildlife and some of these other agencies that keep farmers off of land that they heretofore had used because there's some endangered toad. I have a respect for the environment, and I am a conservationist, but this has gone too far. I have a perfect example. It was a 35-acre cornfield that I used to use in concert with another farmer, and he died, and I wanted the lease changed over just to my name. And I was told by the Wildlife Services folks, well, we're going to turn this 35-acre open field into habitat for some bird. I don't remember what it was. But this was, and this 35 acres of land was adjacent to an 800-acre wildlife refuge that was taking care of all of whatever was around that needed to be protected. And so instead of helping me grow food for my animals that would help sustain the agricultural requirements that we have to feed our population, no, they just keep grabbing this land. And that's the story of the Bureau of Land Management all over the country, especially out west, grabbing land all over the place. But what are they thinking? How are we going to be able to provide food and be the breadbasket of the world if the land keeps disappearing or being used for other things? And that's a conversation, a national conversation, we have to have. NBC News has reported, going back to the Gates, that they've acquired 269,000 acres of land, almost as much as the Chinese this past year, but this is over the last 9 or 10 years. And there's a company called Cascade Investment. It has a number of shell companies, you know, the old story. This company owns that company, and nobody can really follow it through. It took a long time to get to the bottom line as to who owns this land. And then they come up with, actually one of the companies that's buying it is leasing it to the farms that are growing McDonald's potatoes out in Idaho that are, you know, for the fries. There are lots of different reports. Overview of who the top private farmland owners are in the country is an important thing for everybody to understand. And this is just a small part of the estimated 911 million acres of farmland that have been bought and sold in the last year or two. That's a lot of land. Financial firms buying it as an investment. The rents go up. Farmers can't afford it. And then Big Ag comes in. You can't tell me that Big Ag isn't up to their Mickey in this plan. They talk to their friends in the financial sector, and they control the land and push the small family farmer out. That's it. 30% of U.S. farmland now is rented out by owners who are the landlords. And Gates and other people like him, they're not involved in farming. They just own the land. It's a great investment, and it also is a great tax write-off. There's all kinds of different things. But rural America needs to take stock of all of this stuff. Gates is buying all this farmland. The Chinese buying the farmland is just an indication of a sickness. We won't be able to develop smaller farms if we have all of the land in the hands of the big guys. So food for thought, certainly, from me here on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen with another bit of, I suppose this is a provocative thought. Now that we're kind of through the holidays, have you taken care of yourself? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you doing a good job taking care of yourself? Or are you you're still not getting a good night's rest? You're still not sleeping well? Well, why don't you go to MyPillow.com and see what there is there so you can give back to yourself. The discounts using the DJV code at MyPillow.com when you go to the Radio Listener Specials page go from 30% to 65%. And then there are the specials on various items like the mattress toppers. If you're not sleeping well, you need a new mattress, probably a new mattress topper, new sheets, new pillows, all of that stuff you can get at MyPillow.com. Every single bit of it is made in America. Every single bit of it is guaranteed for 60 days. If you don't like it, you send it back. Pretty cool stuff, and it's all, as I say, made in America. So go to MyPillow.com. Refresh your own sleeping quarters with all the products that are in there, including some of those new weighted blankets so many people like in the cold weather. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box there put DJV for all the things. Even buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code DJV for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. If you're looking for a cutting-edge Windows 10 laptop, the ZenBook Duo 14 from ASUS lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant next-level companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity. Featuring the ScreenPad Plus secondary display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. And not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen. Powered by the latest 11th gen Intel Core processors, ZenBook Duo 14 brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Head over to asus.com to learn more about the ZenBook Duo 14. Again, that's asus.com for the ZenBook Duo 14.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hello. This is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
Doug Steffen back on this week's American Family Farmer, sort of capping off the year in review with some of the things that have been important for farmers that I have covered on various programs, because every week we do a different program and a different podcast, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So the petitions and proposals to give you the right to repair, this seems almost un-American, but I know I spent three programs over the course of this past year talking about right to repair and what was being done to protect your right to repair your tractor, to repair your truck, to repair your whatever it is that you use on your farm. If you can imagine in America in 2021 thinking that they could take away from you the ability to fix your own, and John Deere was on the lead edge of this, trying to take away from you the right to fix your stuff. That's why I don't buy any new tractors. The newest tractor I have is 1997. Matter of fact, I just bought another one, just like the one that was the newest one, Massey Ferguson 4241. For those of you who wonder what I have on my farm, you can go to EastleyFarm.com and look at tractors and look at the farm and look at the animals and stuff, just so you know, kind of who you're listening to. And you look at the older tractors there and you see my guys working on them in some of the videos, I wouldn't have it any other way. But for the people who want, you know, there's great tax incentives to buy new equipment. So if you've had a good year, you want to buy new equipment, but you can't find equipment that you can actually use because it's too hard to fix. So in this circumstance, I think what we have to do is thank the Biden administration. I'm not a big fan, but the companies that are blocking do-it-yourself fixes, tractors, as I said, and I love listening to some of the BS that comes from John Deere. They've maintained that tweaking the company's software to execute a repair could result in a number of issues that would be safety, involved. Huh? Come on. Don't give me that baloney. What do you think? I'm stupid? No, it doesn't wash. It just doesn't. So maybe we thank, there's not a lot of politicians that I thank about much of anything. I don't think Biden's any great, I don't have any great love for him, but in this circumstance, he and his administration on the right page when it comes to do-it-yourself repairs, the right to repair. Part of the info that we talked about this year on the American Family Farm.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, shopsupertea.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Back to the year in review here on the American Family Farmer. I normally spend the last few minutes of each broadcast talking to you about what I think. Or there's some comment on things that are going on the farm. And I think maybe I've actually done that with a couple of these stories, reviewing them, like the right to repair, like land ownership. And maybe this also fits into the whole, you know, not everything is bad, but not everything is good either. And it isn't so much that we're focusing on the negative, but it's more, how do you fix it? And if you don't have a good conversation or relationship with either your congressman or somebody in your senator's, one of your senator's offices, they're not going to know what you're thinking. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to contribute a few bucks because then they pay more attention to you. That's just the way the system works. But here we have this new Government Accounting Office report published the day before Christmas from the Department of Ag. Here's another blight. You know, we were talking earlier on about the amount of money that went to the farmer, the fake farmers, the PPP loans. Well, here's another one. The $3, $4, $5, $6 billion, I'm not even sure how much went to farmers, especially corn farmers, grain growers, who were given $3 billion to offset the impact of the trade policies. But where'd the money go? Did it go to the farmers who were raising the corn or the grains? Ew. It went to Sonny Perdue's pals. Once again, the second black eye here. He's got two. This market, they call it the Market Facilitation Program. It distributed $23 billion in payments to farmers under the Farm Service Agency to offset the problems farmers had because of the trade war with China. And I think we're still kind of feeling the effects, although that's kind of come around and gotten straightened out to a point. The Chinese, you know, in sort of a separate thought, I have no love for the Chinese government, and I've made several comments about them buying up land, buying up things like Smithfield, the pork producers, and trying to buy Tyson and to get into our shorts, basically, when it comes to agriculture and the production of food. They want to control the supply of food in the world, and we've seen more and more of that in this past year, where four big companies, ChemChina, Dow Chemical, Bayer, which owns Monsanto, and I think ADM, I can't remember the fourth one. But anyway, they all want to control the complete production. The whatever seed you get, most of them now, there are some independent seed companies, but most of them belong to one of these four companies. And in having that problem, if you will, or that specialization, they are able to, you know, tell you that you can't grow stuff on your farm. That was another one of the things that came, you know, that right to repair, and then it's the state of Maine. You see, I think this, if I were to pick one item, maybe I can't, but I'll get as close to one item as I can in terms of what was the most important thing that individuals did this year. And I clap my hands and take my hat off to the people in Maine who voted in their election in November to have the right, it's the food choice program, in essence. And what it does is ensure that every single resident of Maine can have the food they want, can grow the food that they want without interference from the government or any company like Monsanto, because farmers in Maine, as well as elsewhere around the country, have been sued by Monsanto because supposedly they took the seeds from stuff that was proprietary to Monsanto, some of the seed companies, they own about a dozen of them, and they regrew the next year the corn that came from the seedlings that originally they'd bought from Monsanto. So the corn stalk grows, got an ear of corn, and they take the ear of corn, they take the seeds off of it, and they replant it the next year. So that Monsanto wants to outlaw, and they want to control through that the way that you decide what you're going to grow and what you're going to be able to sell people that, you know, for them to eat. And the government says no to that, and it's about time. The other thing the Biden administration has done is try to break up these big ag companies and signal that we're not going to have, this is maybe a salvation. Hopefully it'll work for the family farmers. So anyway, there are all kinds of reports. There are all kinds of things that we've learned this year. I think education is the best tool. Information is the best tool. You knowing about the varying things that have been confusing heretofore and kind of irritating to farmers. Better review, better transparency, more info from the USDA and the Government Accounting Office. And, you know, what we want to have happen is to serve the people who use our product. Hopefully this next year will be another year of service for you and for me. I'm the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy New Year.
It's harvest time.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.